Hello and welcome to HW Editorial with me, Sujit Nair. Here you can listen to my views, my analysis. Follow this podcast to stay updated. At HW News, we have been delivering news that matters to you. Our goal is to present you with information that stimulates conversations around topic of larger public importance that often gets lost in primetime shows.
Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of Opinion. You see, last week I spoke to some people who were experts in rural India, in rural communication, in rural marketing. I spoke to some people who were dealing with rural India, trading with rural India, helping rural India trade with the world. I spoke to Professor Arun Kumar, who spoke to me about rural economy. And the worst is I did a story on a few farmers who a colleague of mine had gone and interviewed. Few farmers who had were almost completely despair, had lost all hope. They were to commit suicide. They said, we have no choice but to commit suicide. So last 1 week was a lot about rural farm, rural India, lot about farmers and lot about what misery farmers face. You know, I was blessed with the opportunity of working with rural India for a reasonably good period of my life. Reason being, I used to handle a division that used to specialize in rural marketing and rural projects. I used to head that division. And that gave me an opportunity to interact with a lot of villages in India, from across India, from north, south, east, west. I understood a lot of rural insights, truth of rural India, truth about rural India. I also had an opportunity to look at rural India from an eyes of an urbanite and also look at rural India from an eyes of a politician. And I realized that we were completely, completely unfair with rural India. Completely. All of us, our politicians were unfair. We as urbanites, we are unfair with rural India. All of us are unfair to rural India. You see, for a politician, they have to show you results. They have to show their voters results. So normally, investments in urban India generate results faster. At least that's what the notion is. Things that happens in urban India gets them more mileage, that gets them more publicity. So a lot of politicians focus on investing more in urban India. Rural India, theek hai. Even politicians who claim to have begun from rural India, claim to have been sons of the soil, claim to have been sons of farmers and all that, all these so-called politicians, you find a lot of them across the country, especially in Maharashtra. All these people, when they become politician, when they sit in the chair, the first thing they forget is rural India. Because kya hota hai ki rural India, first of all, to develop rural India, to get that investment, it is difficult. Secondly, to immediately show results in rural India, it is more difficult. So like Professor Arun Kumar had told me, you see, our problem is we thought top down. We thought top down. Everybody spoke about making Mumbai into Shanghai. Haven't you heard it? Has anybody spoken about converting our rural India into Texas? Have you ever heard somebody saying this? Because no, we won't. We didn't even think that way. He cut farm laws that were bought in. That too, that was more of corporatization and corporate involvement rather than farmers actually. But the point is, for us, investing in urban India, investing in big cities made a lot of sense. You make Atal Setu, make that Setu, make this bridge, make that metro, make this train happen. All of this for urban India. Rural India is one place that suffers the most. I'll tell you why. Because the first hit of any problem, whether it is recession, whether it is political feud, whatever it is, the first hit is rural India. I'll give you an example. The problem between center and TMC, Modi and Mamata Banerjee. Who got the hit first? The Manrega workers. Correct? At least that is how it sounds. Now, one can debate whether it is right, wrong, otherwise. Like I said, this is my opinion. So I am speaking what I think. It's my opinion. Ration, the paddy problem. Again, in West Bengal. Again, because the photographs were not put or the logo was not put. But finally, look at it. Who suffers? Not so much so the urban population. It is the rural population. Demonetization. Who suffered most? Rural population. Why? Because farmers bought and sold crops in cash. Farmers doesn't understand tax because they're supposed to be tax-free. They're supposed to be. Whether they are or not is a different issue. They are not. They are not because they pay GST. So they are not. But the fact remains that for them, they buy and sell in cash. The biggest sufferer was the farmer. He didn't know which bank to go. How many farmers got conned and got cheated and so on and so forth. The point is anything that happens, maximum suffer. Rural India. Maximum suffer is rural India. We do not invest money in rural India. What choice do we leave those youth of rural India? But to come to city. And they create the urban poverty. These people have no other choice but to migrate to cities. Who forces them? We force them. Why we force them? Because we have not invested enough. You see, if we build bridges in rural India, if we build metros in rural India, if we build trains, forget metros, toh bahut dur ki baat hai. If we build proper train network in rural India, if you build bridges in rural India, if you build just mere roads in rural India, what really happens is that creates work for rural population. That creates work for rural population. Urban work that happens, na, first of all, that's where you have migrant workers coming in. Secondly, urban work that happened, huge work that happened, it's all mechanized. Huge amount of mechanization and it is done by huge companies where their first priority is to ensure that they use as minimal labor as possible and maximum machinery and automation as possible. So, urban development doesn't necessarily help rural India. In fact, it harms rural India. Because then you draw crowd from rural India and make them into migrant laborers. Now, the point is, we have never focused on development. We have never invested our money there. And that is one of the biggest problems that we have done to our rural India. Think about it. Have you heard of Make in India? We all have. Have you heard of Startup India? We all have. So many projects. I am not talking about Swachh Bharat and Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana and all that. I am not talking about benefits. I am not talking about subsidies. I am talking about developmental program. Have you heard of developmental program that is exclusively for rural India? Have you heard about research and development program for our farmers, for our agrarian society? Have you heard of it? Do we even have one program for our agrarian society, our agrarian industry? Do you consider a farmer to be a businessman? When you think of a farmer, do you think of him as a businessman? He is a businessman. He buys products, he buys raw material, produces finished products and sells it in the market. Do you think he is seen as one? And do you know how he sells it? His entire trade, there is no guarantee of the weather. There is no guarantee of the input cost because that is decided by huge companies. Huge companies, giant companies decide his input cost, his fertilizer cost, his seed cost, his insecticide cost, pesticide cost. All that is decided by huge MNCs. Then he produces. After that, who decides his selling price? Not him. Mandi. Tell me which trade in this country, which trade in this world where the input cost is decided by somebody else, the output cost is also decided by somebody else. And this man survives, tries to survive. And a lot of them give up, commit suicide. We've done nothing for them. We've done nothing for them. And that's the sad part of the story. Think about it. Today evening when we have our dinner, you know, it's some farmer who has toiled in that field that has helped us to get that dinner in our table. And poor guy, you know his state? He may be starving. That's the point I wanted to make today. Till I see you next time. Namaskar.
Stay ahead with our Cutting Edge News app. Instantly access the latest shorts in just 1 minute and breaking news in just 50 words. Download now for a smarter, faster news experience.
If you like this episode, please rate us with 5 stars right now. HW News podcasts are available on BingePods and all other audio platforms. Also, don't miss to check out our news reports from the house of HW News podcast. We are sure you will love it too.